Let's go. Let's go. Go birds.
Go birds.
We are back. Episode 3 of Cheap Seats and Cheese Steaks. I am Jay Sensi. I am joined by my pal here, Tyler Kelvey. And baby, it's a regular season time.
Here we go.
Let's go. How are we feeling about it?
I feel good. I mean, the preseason was kind of uneventful in a lot of ways because of how we kept most of the starters out.
Yep.
But a couple crazy trades over the last couple of days with Howie. But I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's go. Which trade surprised you the most?
I guess the Fred Johnson.
Welcome back, Freddie boy.
Yeah, that was kind of the long way home for a guy that we had on the roster, you know, 6 months ago. So I don't understand the whole logic of it, but he's great. He has great value, swing yep. tackle. He could play left and right. He's familiar with the system. So I don't hate it. I mean, I'm happy we have some insurance.
You know, you almost wonder if Howie kind of slow played this. You know, like he knew he wanted Fred. He knew maybe he didn't have a great chance on Jacksonville. Let him walk. Let him test the market. Got signed for probably less than Howie was going to pay him. And he gives up a late round pick for him. Gets him back at the Jaguar price.
Yeah. Oh, I dig it.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe I just have too much faith in Howie.
Yeah. No, I mean, I like it. I mean, the Taylor Heinicke thing was a little weird at first because I thought that was going to be a...
Heinicke.
Yeah.
No. The kid who used to play for Washington?
Yeah. Taylor Heinicke is our backup quarterback starting week one. Tanner McKee broke his thumb.
Yeah, no, I knew that, but I didn't. It's not Heinicke.
Who is it?
What the hell is the guy's name?
Checked out.
Hang on. We're going to fact check. Sam Howell.
Oh, Sam Howell.
Sam Howell.
Redskin.
Redskin.
Redskin. Okay. Redskin. I
was all the same.
Yeah.
You're
right. Sam Howell. No, you're right. Yeah.
I mean, he threw at us a handful of times.
No, like 2 years ago. 2 years ago, he tore us up in both games.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got a Sam Howell.
Yeah.
All right. Tomorrow's cut day. 53-man roster deadline. Tomorrow, 4 p.m., I think.
Yep.
Now, sometime in the afternoon.
Yep.
A couple cuts thus far. Obviously, bringing in a quarterback, we cut DTR. He played all right. Kenyon Green.
Which is crazy that he's not even going to make the team after the C.J. Gardner-Johnson situation.
Yes, that's a bit disappointing.
Yeah.
Bit disappointing.
Yeah.
Elijah Cooks, did you expect him to make the team?
The way they were talking about him early in preseason, I thought so. But when Cooper started to play well, I was assuming that, you know, he was on the chopping block.
How about Eli Ricks?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, maybe they'll come back on practice squad. Kyle McCord, Philly guy. Yeah.
He'll be a practice.
Kind of a long shot.
He'll be a practice squad guy.
Yep. Probably clear the waivers.
Yeah.
We still have a couple injuries, though, that are worth talking about. I mean, it was nice news to see A.J. Brown practicing.
Mm-hmm.
He looked good to me.
Yeah.
You know, he couldn't really tell that he missed, 18 days practice?
20-some days, I would say, by the whole end of that. Yeah, I mean, he missed pretty much 3 weeks of training camp.
That was probably most concerning. Obviously, Landon, they're kind of keeping that a little hush. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's going to be ready for week one. Probably wouldn't surprise me if he's playing. The guy's an animal. Plays through injuries. He's done it before.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. We'll see. I mean, it'd be big if Mike is out.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah. And Johnny Wilson out for the season.
Yeah. That one bummed me out quite a bit. I mean, you know, I know he's not the number one or two guy. Big body, though. Good blocker. Looked pretty good in the preseason games. That one bummed me out, but it probably puts, do we keep what five wide then? Do you think we end up, keeping Cooper and Smith?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Smith for sure. He adds a ton of value because of him being a kick and punt returner.
Yep.
And then, I mean, I don't know how you don't try and see if Darius Cooper could find the spot, because he's played so well thus far in the preseason. Every chance he got, he looked good. And they said in practice he looks great too.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm rooting for him.
Yeah.
Any surprises that you think are coming in terms of a cut or a roster spot? We can go either way.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it'd be interesting to see if they address anybody in the secondary.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've heard Justin Simmons' name mm-hmm. thrown around for months now, but they yep. haven't made a move on that. So they seem to be happy with the safety position, but they said Howie's not done, and he might be shuffling things around to make a move for a cornerback.
Howie's never done.
He's never done. No.
We love you, Howie. Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't surprise me. I think we still have a weakness there, obviously, in the second cornerback position. I don't know. It might come down to first couple games of the regular season. They might have to rotate some guys, see how they play. I don't know that they feel overly great about the CB2.
No.
I know I don't.
No, that's probably the biggest concern on the entire team right now.
Yep. Kind of a tough break for Trotter Jr. You know, he's probably not going to start. I mean, with Campbell looking so good, you know, I think his time will come, but he's going to be a great rotational guy in the linebacker core. Probably not his time to start, though.
No and yes, because Campbell can be a pass rusher. So I think they'll move him around a little bit more. And Jeremiah Trotter is a pure middle backer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think until N'Kobe Dean gets back, he's going to be that third rotation. And when it comes to linebackers, I mean, concussions and, you know, collisions are going to happen. So he's going to have to play at some point. So I think he'll be definitely getting some playing time. Probably not starting because of Campbell, but I think they'll do a lot of interesting things with Campbell because he's so versatile that I think Jeremiah Trotter Jr. He played the best consistently throughout the whole preseason.
Yep. Yep. Have you heard anything else about Makuba's injury?
No.
They're not saying much.
No, not saying much.
Okay.
Well, I think they're just resting him and he ready week one.
Well, we'll have to see when they put out the first injury report for week one. Man, it feels like it came around fast though, didn't it?
Yeah.
Week one? Man.
I feel like we were just in New Orleans.
Mm.
Drinking breakfast beers at the gas station.
Take us back. Take us back to the Contempora.
Yeah.
We should try to get them a sponsor. They can take a little money out of their inflatable budget.
Sure, yeah. Here's my gripe with the Eagles, right? Look at the shirts, right?
Which one is it?
There's never...
Yeah.
I have the same shirt, and they're all different greens. I don't get it.
I mean, this one's really old, though. This could be faded.
Yeah.
I mean, yours looks newer.
Newer, but I have like 10 different Eagles shirts, and then I put them on with matching each other, and they don't match.
We gotta get to a specific Kelly Green. Just give us one. The RGB code.
Yeah.
Give us the hex code, and then give that to every supplier.
Every Kelly Green thing I have is a different green.
Just make them all the same. Not that neon shit either, right? Yeah. Remember was it the first year they came out with the Kelly Greens, and they were like, it was almost like a lime green.
It was kind
of shiny.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
No, just pick a hex code, pick a color code, nail it down. Let's go.
Let's
Kelly Green.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, they haven't announced those games yet.
No.
Right?
Nope.
It's kind of late. Didn't they announce them much earlier?
I don't know.
Like before the season started?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Last couple seasons?
I don't remember.
Because we planned the games that we were going to go to around some of the Kelly Green games.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we had to have known with a bit more notice.
Yeah. They're keeping it under wraps.
Well, what if they surprised week one, come out in the Kellys? They would have had to announce by now. No?
Yeah. I would assume they might even actually, sometimes they'll wear the actual Super Bowl jerseys. Because the last time we played week one, we wore the 2017, 2018 opener, we wore the Super Bowl jerseys.
Yep.
So sometimes they do that.
Yep.
So I would assume they're coming with the normal green.
How do you think Mr. Jones is going to feel watching that banner come down? I hope awful.
Yeah.
I hope he feels awful.
Yeah. And Micah sleeping on the sidelines in that last preseason game was just spoke volumes of how dysfunctional that is.
Not a good organization.
No.
Right now. Not a good organization. And, you know, go Birds.
Go Birds. Couldn't happen to a better franchise. But also, I got to say, in Jerry's defense, Mike is handling this badly. I think he needs to, but this is how he kind of always is. And this is why I think that his biggest, his biggest flaw is his immaturity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he does the podcast stuff. He says things out loud that you shouldn't say if you're the franchise type player.
Yeah.
And with Jerry, you know, he's not wrong in thinking, you know, you should take a little bit of a pay cut because being a Dallas Cowboy comes with so many perks.
Right.
You know, as far as, you know, global exposure, national exposure.
Sure.
You know, all the endorsements and stuff like that. So I feel like, you know, he's got to take that into account. You know, you end up getting shipped to Carolina, you're going to be wishing you were a Cowboy for cheaper for sure.
Yeah, you go there for your career to die.
Yeah.
I mean, you rack up some money, right? They might get, it's like a Browns, a Raiders.
Mm.
They'll overpay for a superstar who's kind of coming off of a rookie deal or second or third contract. And probably not going to win.
But with Micah, he seems like he wants to be a media personality when it's all said and done.
Yep.
And the Dallas Cowboys get such a rub from that. I mean, Tony Romo, Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin on the NFL Network, Dion on the NFL Network. Like, they love the Cowboys in the media.
Yep.
So, you know, you got to take those things into account as well.
Go do it now, Micah.
Because ain't nobody calling for Browns players to give their expertise, you know?
Well, sorry, Brownies.
Yeah.
All right. What do you want to talk about next, buddy? What's on your mind?
I don't know, man. I'm just fired up for the season. I'm interested to see how this is going to all shake out. I'm interested to see how this offense is going to look with the new offensive coordinator. I'm wondering how this young team is going to deal with this much hype.
Sure.
Because the one thing about the Eagles are we do much better when they pick against us.
Yes.
Like we thrive in the underdog role. Right now we're the bullies. So it's interesting to see how this is all going to come through. But
we are and we aren't, though. I mean, we should be. But I think a lot of media personalities still shit on the Eagles, right?
Yeah. It's hate, though. It's not like like they can't.
Can't justify it.
Yeah. Like all they're going to say is like the Madden curse.
Right.
Saquon's not going to do what he did. Like, yeah, okay. I mean, you're hoping for that.
Right.
But as far as like reality, when they look down the roster, they're not like, wow, this is bad. This is no good.
Right.
Stuff like that. So, I mean, in all the power rankings, we're number one.
Yep. 100%.
As much as they hate to do it, we're the number one.
Gotta be. Super Bowl champs, baby. That's cool.
And tooling back up with what we had. Like, correct. We didn't let a bunch of players go.
Right. All right, I got a question for you.
Hmm.
Coming off your hot take about Jason Kelce.
Hmm.
All right, we're going to be dropping a banner. There's some new fabric going up in the rafters at the link on the 4th with the Super Bowl banner. I saw somebody make a post recently that they said that the Eagles should retire Jason Kelce's jersey immediately, and I want to get your take on this. Is he a jersey retiree?
Yeah, because of the hype and how much you know the non-Eagles fans love him so much.
Yep.
But my thing too with the retiring numbers, like after a while,
you gotta stop.
There's no more numbers to be had.
Unless we go triple digits on the jerseys.
Yeah, like that's the only thing. We don't retire many jerseys.
No.
We don't retire many numbers. I think, right?
Dawkins was the last, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, you could have made the case for Shady. You could have made the case for McNabb, even though I would wholeheartedly disagree with this.
I don't think we've had a number five, though. I don't think we've had a number five since.
We haven't had one, but they didn't retire it. Yeah. Maybe they discourage players from taking it.
Right.
You know, kind of behind the scenes are saying, well, there's a handful of numbers that that are not available.
Well, definitely not 99 rafters. 99 is retired.
Yeah. Yep.
Sean Brown. Yep. I think 92.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. Fuck Jason Kelce. I really do. It just bothers me. And then the whole like Taylor Swift, they did the whole Taylor Swift album thing, and he was like,
excited.
Wait, what? Yeah. Like, first off, you knew it was coming. Second off, you're a grown man, and if you're that excited for Taylor Swift album, fuck you. Like, what? I don't know.
That's definitely going to be one of our short clips. I'm just saying,
my brothers have had lots of girlfriends. I've never been that excited for anything they wanted to show me.
No.
Or fake excited. Like, it's not his wife. It's not, they're going to get broken up in a year from now. She's going to write an album about it. You know what I mean? So, like, to pretend this whole, like, Taylor Swift angle, I don't like it. And I don't like what they're trying to do with the NFL. They're trying to appeal to all these audiences.
Yep.
It's the greatest sport in the world or in America because it's the greatest sport. They don't need the angles. Stop playing games in Brazil. Stop playing games in all these different countries. Like, they don't give a shit about the sport of football.
No.
If they did, it would be bigger. They would have their own organizations. It's just not going to happen. And to push it on girls, like, any girl who really likes football watches football.
And they already like it.
They already like it.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, if you're only watching football because Taylor Swift, then you're not a football fan. And when she's gone, you're gone anyways. Yep. So why alienate your fan base that really want to watch the sport by making it all weird and trying to push different stuff? I don't know. I mean, they tried it with Jessica Simpson, with Tony Romo.
That's right. Yes.
Like, that's where it all started. Like, I think pre her, there was no female cut jerseys.
Right.
Right. Any girl who wore a jersey before then wore a football jersey.
Big baggy.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's weird, and he's weird. He dyed his hair and his beard. I don't know if you saw that.
I did.
Like, bro,
you're not I didn't watch the episode.
No, I just saw the clip.
Clips online, but that was enough. The clips are enough.
What? Your album? Oh, my God.
Dude.
Fuck you.
Won't bring him up again for at least a couple weeks.
And it's so crazy because he went from one of my favorite players to just my least favorite Eagle. It just so quickly. Just go away.
Either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Yeah. Die a hero or live long enough to pretend to be excited about a Taylor Swift album. That'd be worse. I'd rather see him in a Cowboys jersey than him fake excited over Taylor Swift's new album. Get the fuck out of here.
We're going to get so many good little short clips just in the last 90 to 120 seconds. That's going to make the week.
I love it.
All right, we'll take a break from these guys.
Yeah.
All right.
What else?
All right, I got another one to throw at you.
Okay.
All right. This one I've been thinking about a little bit. Who would be your Philadelphia Eagles Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore.
Got to pick four. Only four.
I mean, two or three are right off the bat. I mean, Reggie White for sure.
Yep.
Brian Dawkins for sure.
Yep.
And then Concrete Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck Benarik.
Oh, yeah.
And then, the fourth spot I would say is probably up for grabs. I would say anywhere from McNabb.
Nope.
Cunningham.
Possibly. I could get behind that.
And then in about 3 years, it's going to be Jalen Hurts.
I would agree with that take. I think he's on his way. I think you think of Rushmore, you think of guys in the past. It's hard to put current players because they haven't wrapped up their time with this yet. Mm-hmm. But I mean, Jalen wins another one. He's a slam dunk.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know how you argue with it. Mm-hmm. And I think he will. I think we have quite a window. salary cap the way it is and Howie making his money moves, I don't see any reason why Jalen doesn't have another one within the next 3 years.
Gotta do it now, though. We can't mess off for 3 years, and that salary cap's gonna get real weird in a couple years.
Which, you know what? What's another fucked up thing is Howie, and I know other GMs have done it too, but Howie gets the most either credit or heat for it, no matter how you want to look at it. Getting creative with the dead years.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a report that came out that the NFL wants to try and curb that.
Yeah, no more void years at the end of contracts. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
We just find sneaky little loopholes and the NFL shuts them down or tries.
It's smart. Still got the push. Well, one of the first teams to do it, and it didn't work out for them, was the Saints.
That's right. They kind of mortgaged everything for it.
Yeah,
right?
With Drew Brees.
Yep.
And now they're dealing with it. But from my understanding is they're going to renegotiate the TV rights deal. And now it's going to incorporate streaming services and devices. So if you're watching multiple games, that's going to factor into it as well. So the TV rights deal is supposed to be through the roof. So the salary cap's going to go up significantly, which we'll be able, if that happens, we'll be able to, you know, be okay with those void years. And not be in where the Saints are.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Howie's making an educated bet, right? He kind of saw the writing on the wall. Salary cap's going to go, it always goes up, right? But with the TV deal, might be kind of an exponential jump.
Big time.
And maybe the bet pays off. But right now we win. Right now we got to full steam ahead. Got to try to win. Can't wait for that to happen. Teams don't get windows like this very often, and you got to capitalize. I mean, the Chiefs did, right? Mm-hmm. Chiefs capitalized. Would have been nice to win 2 years ago and have two, but can't cry over spilled milk. We'll capitalize.
Yeah. No, I'm fired up. I think this team is extremely well built for the next couple of years.
1,000%.
As long as health. I mean, the healthy, that's always... But that's the
only thing
the
you can't factor. I mean, on paper, yes. Yeah. I mean, that's the only thing you can't really factor in is the injury bug. I mean, it bit us a bit in training camp and in preseason. We've dodged a few bullets. You know, fingers crossed we can keep that rolling and the guys stay for the most part pretty healthy throughout the year.
Yeah.
It's a long season.
What about you, your Mount Rushmore?
Definitely not McNabb. You know how I feel about McNabb.
I mean, there's a case for McNabb. Pre-McNabb, it was the dark days of Eagles football. I mean, the Bobby Hoyings, all these things. He created the winning culture that we know now.
Yep.
You know, I mean, four straight NFC championships, like for a good 10 years of his career with the Eagles, we were picked to either be in the Super Bowl or in the mix for a Super Bowl. So before him, there was none of that.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that. I just don't like him.
No, I know.
We'll do an episode just on that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to argue. It's hard to argue with Dawkins. I mean, 100%. Reggie, yeah. No brainer.
Yeah, best player I've ever had.
Chuck, for sure, he's an icon from the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that fourth spot, I think you could probably slot a couple guys in there. I would put Randall over Donovan and. Maybe that's just because I don't like McNabb.
Yeah.
You can make like got a couple other Hall of Famers you can put in there, like an Eric Allen, but I'm thinking more along the lines of like players that just embody Philadelphia, not just great players, but players that embody Philadelphia. I'd probably go Randall.
Yeah.
I'd probably go Randall because he started a movement.
Yeah.
And since then, we've been taking very similar quarterbacks. And, you know, despite my disdain for Donovan, you know, the guy played well most of the time when he wasn't throwing the ball in the dirt.
Yeah. Worms need balls too, man.
Too many fucking balls in the dirt, dude. Give me a break. Come on.
He won, though. Like that was.
He won most of the way.
He won a lot.
He won. Yeah. Okay.
He won a lot.
That's just agree to
disagree. Five NFC championships he played in.
Yep.
that's pretty legit.
Yeah.
I mean, the Cowboys haven't played in one NFC championship in 30-some years.
That's fair.
So,
I mean, you're not going to change my mind.
No. But Randall's a good pick, too. I think, you know, in his era, he was one of the best, most dynamic players. Probably should have won MVP in that stint.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he was I could live with Randall on that Mount Rushmore. The other three are kind of undeniable.
Because, I mean, when you think about that, I mean, you almost kind of, as a football team, you almost need a quarterback on there. I mean, it's hard to say who are the four iconic players and not have, you know, the quarterback be one of those. And I guess you could do it a couple different ways. But I think 5 or 10 years from now when we have this conversation, I think Jalen's probably that fourth slot.
Yeah.
At least I hope so.
And
keep winning.
And Dawkins deserves to be there, even though I feel he's probably – this is a hot take, too. He's not the best safety that's ever played for the Eagles. I think Malcolm Jenkins was a better safety. I think he was probably one of the best defensive backs we've ever had, and we've had a lot of good defensive backs. His versatility, his durability, his ability to make play, like he was just a big play guy.
Yep.
Like that the hit in the Super Bowl, that was just
that set the tone.
That don't go on a stat sheet and stuff like that, but that changed the entire complexion of the game. He had that pick six against Tom Brady.
Yep.
A couple years before that.
Yep.
He was just always like just such a smart player, man. He was just he understood and he played multiple positions. He didn't miss a game for like 3 years.
Right.
Like he played the most snaps for a 3 year span out of any player during that. And it was, he's impressive. I love him. And I thought he was a great leader. Big part of why that team stuck together, and we won a Super Bowl losing our starting quarterback.
Yep, yep. You know what? Another thing I like a little bit more about Jenkins than Dawkins. I cursed.
You cursed, yeah.
I wish Dawkins just would have said fuck one just time. One. Just get, you know, just give me a couple.
Yeah.
Fucks. You see what I'm saying?
No, I feel you on that.
And Jenkins was vulgar.
Yeah,
in his speeches, and I love that. And I'm not saying that changes the speech, but it kind of changes the speech a little bit.
And you know I mean, I feel like Jenkins was the originator of "We all we got, we all we need."
Yes.
So
yep, that was the motto.
That was the motto.
I miss Jenkins. We could have got one more year out of him.
Yeah.
He went back to the Saints, right?
Yeah, he went back to the Saints, yeah.
All right. All right, let's look ahead. Do we want to do predictions? Do we want to do records? Do we want to just talk about one bold prediction that you've got for the season, not necessarily tied to a record?
Bold prediction. I think, my hope for this year is that we continue to feed Saquon Barkley every chance we get. Mm-hmm. Give him the opportunity to do exactly what he did last year. Don't get cute and save tread on his tires. I just think use him up. Because the thing is, if you take carries away from him, he might get one more year, but he ain't going to get 2, 3, 4 years out of it.
Fair.
Run him until he dies.
I was waiting for it. And if you didn't say it, I was going to ask you to say it because you say this about running backs all the time.
Run him till he dies because they all die. They all break down. So why not just get the most out of him?
Maybe.
And he's at that.
He's willing too.
And he's at that juncture in his career where he's got enough savvy, veteran.
Yep.
You know, he's not young anymore, but he's not old. But literally with running backs, it's like 1 year they're the best and then they're a situational player after that.
Yeah.
So why not just he's still got it. Just feed him the ball. Let him go for 2,000 again. Don't get cute. That's my big hope and prediction. I just don't want to see like Sirianni. I could see Sirianni getting like how we got after that Super Bowl where we're like, let's prove Jalen Hurts is a top five quarterback. Yeah, don't do that.
We don't need that.
No.
No.
I don't think he wants that.
He doesn't care.
No.
He doesn't care. The guy wants to win.
That's it.
And if it means handing the ball off more than throwing it, that's what he's going to do. That's what he's gonna want to do.
And I personally know what Jalen Hurts is capable of.
Mm-hmm.
We know what he's capable of. The Eagles fans know what he's capable of. I don't need him to prove it to the to Skip Bayless or to any of these idiots who say, oh, he can't throw the ball 40 times a game and win. I don't care. Throw the ball 25 times a game and win all the time.
Yep. You know, we don't need MVPs.
No.
We want Super Bowls.
As much as it would be nice.
It would be nice.
But I'd much rather Super Bowls than a league MVP. You ask Lamar Jackson what he would rather at this point.
Yep.
I'm sure he would say, yeah, I would love to hand the ball off to Derrick Henry all playoffs long and then ride it to the Super Bowl.
Yep. Love
don't
the
get
mindset.
Don't get cute. That's my
Well, pick. That's the thing. Do they stay the course, or do they take a little bit of a cautious approach? Because we've never gotten anywhere as an organization by being cautious.
No.
Right?
No.
I think we got to keep our feet on the gas pedal and run them till they die.
Run them till they die. And he's so prime for that, mm-hmm. to carry the load. Let him just continue on what he's doing.
Yep.
Like, I'm all for it. We might not have them next year, but if we win another Super Bowl, does it matter?
Doesn't matter, right? Yeah. No. Mm-mm. Maybe we'll save the game and the season predictions for the next episode.
Yeah.
We'll record, you know, a handful of days before the opener.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to think about it a little bit. It's a tough schedule. It's a tough schedule, and it can go really well if we run the gauntlet. If we have some key injuries, it could go really south really quickly. We start off with some tough games. We're not at home 2 weeks in a row at all the entire season.
Nope.
We're on the road 2 weeks in a row. Is it twice?
Yeah,
I think twice.
All prime time, bunch of prime time games, short weeks, long weeks.
Yep.
You know, traveling to Kansas City week two.
Yep.
Like these are big. I mean, this is going to be an interesting year. They've set us up to, you know, not succeed as far as the schedule mm-hmm. goes. But that's the price you pay for winning it all.
And I think they're also kind of teeing up the competitiveness with Washington, right? We play them, is it twice in the last three weeks?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, at least that's what they want to see. Hopefully Washington falls apart early.
Yeah, we need that. They got a pretty easy going, though. I think they start out with the Giants. I mean, that's a...
Yeah, should be an easy
that's
win.
That's a win, yeah. So, yeah, we'll see. They didn't do us any favors with the schedule.
No.
But that's where I say we got to stick to what got us there. We got to stick to what got us. Play good defense, run the ball, control the tempo of the game, and let's just continue on. I mean... We will get more, I would say, some more opportunities to take shots, I think, because of people gearing up to stop Saquon,
mm-hmm.
but make them have to stop Saquon.
Yeah. And I think the thing that worries me the most about the schedule is that historically, we don't start the season all that strong,
mm-mm.
right? We finish really strong a lot. The first 4, sometimes 5 weeks, and maybe it's due to, you know, lack of playing starters in the preseason. Maybe it's due to the fact that we have a new offensive coordinator every single year.
Every year.
We get off to really slow starts, and that's what worries me about the first couple games of the season is, you know, not to say anything nice about Dallas, and this might be the only time that I do it, but they usually start the season pretty strong, and then they piss it all away and shit the bed at the end, and that's lovely. But we usually play them at the end of the season.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Starting off with them, with Kansas City, with Los Angeles, you know, three right in a row that are coming for blood. And if we can ride that wave and come out on the winning side of that, then I think I'm really happy. But there's a real opportunity there for us to, you know, have a slow start and it not go well. Trying to be optimistic.
Yeah,
I mean, trying to be realistic though too.
But really, yeah, right? I mean, best case scenario, we go 3-1. A decent 2-2.
Yep.
You know, the media will be calling for everyone to get fired. We go 1-3.
I mean, I think we beat Dallas. You know, I know we're not doing predictions, but I think we beat Dallas. KC and KC is going to be tough.
That's tough.
Just hope their offensive line plays like they did in New Orleans. Mm. And then, yeah, I think we'll be okay. Los Angeles is going to be tough. I mean, they were probably our biggest test in the playoffs. Obviously, the snow had some effect there too. But, I mean, they've got a great team.
Mm-hmm.
They got a great team. And who's after the Rams? Who's week four?
I want to say Giants. Play the Giants early.
I'm going to look it
up. No, Bucks.
Ooh, I don't like that. They always Bucks have in Tampa. Our number, and that is...
I believe it's Bucks in Tampa.
No bueno. No bueno. Let's go to the tape here. If that is the case, and I think you're right now that you bring it up. Wrong button. Yep. Bucks, and then Broncos. Then we have a little bit of an easy stretch. Well, I mean, but the Broncos have gotten better.
They love the Broncos. The media loves the Broncos. Yeah, they've much improved. Great defense. Young quarterback. Sean Payton's a great coach.
Yep.
So, yeah, I know a lot of the media, from when I hear them talk about, you know, teams on the rise, they really like the Broncos. So that's a tough one. And then it's Giants after that. But yeah, those first five games, they're all playoff teams, right? Every single one of them.
Yes. Every single one of
them. Yeah, every single one of them.
Yep.
Five playoff teams in a row.
Until we get to the shithead Giants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then followed by the Packers.
No, Vikings. Vikings, we go Giants, Vikings, Giants, Packers.
Oof.
So we get the dogs, we get the Giants. Yeah. Two times in 3 weeks, which is kind of nice. And they don't have to travel very far for that. But you got to sprinkle in the Vikings and the Packers.
Vikings
there.
On the road.
We go right to the Lions.
Vikings on the road. Packers on the road. Lions at home. On the road to the Cowboys. Bears, I think we could be. Yeah. On the road to the Chargers.
Yep.
Raiders at home. On the road. Fuck it. On the road.
The Bills. I forgot about the Bills.
On the road.
Jesus.
On the road to Washington.
Christ.
A divisional game with Washington, who is the division rival right now.
Yep.
Followed by let's go all the way up to fucking Buffalo. Damn.
Boy, if we it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be a tough season. It's gonna be a tough season. I mean, we're gonna come out the other end positively. Yeah. We're gonna be singing different story, I think, I hope in January. But buddy, it ain't going to be pretty. It ain't going to be easy.
Yeah, I just hope that the opening schedule doesn't just wear us down.
Yeah, yep. We're almost there. We got nine days?
9 days.
9 days.
Let's go. I'm ready. I'm fired up.
We should be. We're Super Bowl champs, defending champs. We're dropping a banner against the Cowboys. We got a hell of a fucking schedule, but we got the team to do it, man.
Yep.
You know, I'm not going to be one of those shithead Eagles fans that shits on everything and starts making excuses. I think we got the team to do it. I think we just got to execute. Stay healthy and execute, and this team can win a lot of football games.
Yeah, and the culture is good there, too.
Yes.
Like, I think even if we stumble, I think they can right the ship because we've done it before, and we have a track record of... I mean, like I said, I love or hate Sirianni. I love him, but I love the fact that they've doubted him from his first press conference.
Yep.
Like he came out and did a press conference, and they shit on him from that day. So I love the fact that he's in there with us.
Yep.
There's a great story of, I forget, somebody said something. One of the players said something, and he like went to bat for them, and he took all the blame.
Mm.
And I think it was Jordan Mailata, and Jordan Mailata was like, "You don't have to do that." And he's like, "No, that's my job.
Right.
I take the heat, so you guys can just go out there and play."
And play.
So
that's why they love him. That's why they love him. Like that. For
yeah.
Him.
No, right. he is a player's coach for sure. I don't know what he does schematically. I don't know his knowledge of the game, and that's always a question. But sometimes, you know, having the guy that, you know, is willing to die for his players, guys play for him.
Yep.
And he's done a good job at getting guys besides the one season with Brian Johnson in that.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it was only his second or third year, so he was trying to figure that whole process out himself. Mm-hmm. But I think that this year they did a good job. I think Vic Fangio gives us some stability.
Yes.
And the fact that he could lean on him. So, yeah, I think the culture is prime.
Yep.
That's a big thing, and that's something where, like, winning teams, they build it from that culture. The locker room is solid. You know, there's not a bunch, like, as much as the media tried to make there's an infighting thing, A.J. Brown ain't happy with Jalen Hurts and all that.
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of that is just some bullshit.
And you know what? If all else fails and we drop a couple games, guy just shaves his fucking head and we're right back in it, man.
Yeah. I love it. I love Sirianni. He caught a lot of heat. I wanted to, you know, fist fight him in the parking lot of that Saints game because
of
that.
God.
That
I know.
Right before halftime.
Yep.
But you know, he figured it out, and you know, God bless him. So
let's go.
Let's go.
My man, we'll be back next week. We're going to talk about our opening game against the Cowboys. I think maybe next week we should talk about, like, watching game rituals too, right? Mm. Like Eagles superstitions. Mm. I know you have had quite a few of them over the years.
I have many.
We'll save them for next week. I think that's a good topic as we ease into the season, because I never did superstitions in the preseason. It doesn't matter.
No.
But now it's game time.
Yep. 3-1 in the preseason. Let's go. Or
2-1.
2-1.
2-1. Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see y'all next week for episode 4. And as always, go Birds.
Go Birds.
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory.